Dr. Sebrick taking an office note on patient Rosalinda Roberts, R-O-B-R-T-S, Rosalinda, R-O-S-A-L-I-N-D-A. Date of birth is 4/10/1977. Per paragraph, the patient is 48-year-old female presenting to my office for management of her uncontrolled hypertension. Her past medical history includes hypertension for more than 20 years, next SVT, next anxiety disorder, next obstructive sleep apnea using CPAP, next hyperlipidemia, next past history of COVID-19 times one, next fatty liver disease, next morbid obesity, next history of kidney stones. Per paragraph, past surgical history includes hysterectomy in 2011 and two surgery. Per paragraph, allergy, she's allergic to metronidazole and hydrocodone. Per paragraph, social history, patient is married with two kids. She quit smoking 6 months ago, no alcohol use, no drug use. She works as in a pre-trial appointment. Per paragraph, family history, father, a non-medical history, mother with SVT and sister with SVT. Per paragraph, review of systems, reviews of occipital headaches, morning headaches, throbbing in nature, positive. Chest tightness when she has high blood pressures and when she has headaches radiating to her left upper extremity, positive. No chest, no shortness of breath, no cough, no heartburn, no abdominal pain. She does have more constipation than diarrhea. Denies any melena. She has nocturia 2 to 3 times at night. Occasional straining upon urination, incomplete bladder emptying, incontinence, positive. Leg swelling, on and off period. All other systems revealed are negative. Immunization, she did not receive any COVID shots. Per paragraph. Current medication include citalopram, furosemide, metoprolol, losartan, minoxidil, gabapentin, pravastatin, and Mounjaro. I'm sorry, not Mounjaro. Zepbound, ZEPBOUND. Per paragraph. On physical examination of vital signs, as mentioned above, HMT, pupils are reactive to retinal accommodation. Injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, nosovic, lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular vein distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, noted per paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated, rhythm, no muscle, no stew, no measured on friction of her lungs, are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resistance, her abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spinomegaly, no gary rebound or rigid extremities, there's no edema, no simply skin, no skin rash, no neuro exam, is non-focal. Investigations are available to me and nothing, let me see, yes, include the following, white count is 6.5, hemoglobin 13, platelet count is 272, BUN 11, creatinine 0.81, estimated for 89, potassium 4.2, albumin 4.4, ALT is 48, period, paragraph, assessment and plan. One, hypertension, apparently labile and uncontrolled. At the current time, I'd like to make the following changes. We're going to discontinue losartan and substitute with telmisartan 40 mg to take in the morning, and continue taking metoprolol extended release 100 mg in the evening. Patient will be given a prescription for clonidine to take as needed for a systolic blood pressure more than 160 or diastolic more than 100. She's going to keep a log of blood pressure and heart rate for the next 2 weeks, and she brings it with her to the office for follow-up. Next diagnosis, history of SVT. Next, anxiety, continue citalopram. Next, hyperlipidemia. We're going to discontinue pravastatin and recheck her lipid panel in 1 month. Next, obstructive apnea, continuous CPAP. Next, fatty liver disease, patient was instructed to lose 10% of her body weight. She's going to do exercise and diet. Next, case of kidney stones, we're going to do a lethal link study. If she's not done already, we're going to get the records. Period. Next, patient will be started on supportive supplement for her hypertension. And we're going to reevaluate the situation in 2 to 3 weeks. Per paragraph, return to clinic 2 to 3 weeks for follow-up with labs and blood pressure log and report. Thanks.